The Gemara in Beit Sandaf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph describes a stunning contrast between the Kedusha of Shabbos as opposed to that of Yontif. The Kedusha of Shabbos is Mekadsha Vekayma, it's fixed, it's set, and that is evident in the Nusach HaBracha that Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Unlike the Gemara tells us when it comes to Yontif, that is HaKodesh HaZalachem, the mitzvah, the schus of Kiddush HaKodesh, that indeed is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And therefore the Gemara puts forth two fascinating models of Kedusha. That which is fixed, which is set, Mekadesh V'Kayma, and that which is a function of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Even when it comes to Shabbos, perhaps really it is not that simple. When you look at Ramban and Aseres HaDibros, Shmos Perachov, Zocher Shem HaShabbos L'Kadesh, there the Ramban raises the issue, what exactly is the mitzvah of Kiddush? And maybe somewhat surprising, unlike the Rambam in Perachov Tesefil for Shabbos, the Ramban describes Kiddush as an opportunity to be Mekadesh the day of Shabbos. The Ramban writes, it's Ke'en Kiddush Yovel, Zocher Shem HaShabbos L'Kadesh, similar to V'Kiddashtem, that's how the Ramban describes the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. And no doubt that's surprising. Why would that be necessary? After all, Shabbos is Mekadesh V'Kayma, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Apparently, the Ramban is assuming that these are not two mutually exclusive possibilities, that, you know, what can have a fused Kedusha? Kedusha which is Bidei Shamayim, yes, but also a Kedusha which is Al Yedei Knesset Yisrael. If you look, for example, as follows, a sugya gittin daf lamed zayin amud beis, there the Gemara is discussing shmitas ksafim. And there the Gemara tells us that what is the meaning of the pasuk v'zeh devar hashmita. It's one of the many places in Shas where the Gemara is doresh the term devar as dibur, dibur. Shmitas ksafim requires a sense of dibur. What exactly does that mean? That the Lova approaches and the Malva declares, he states, Mishamet Anibach. Okay? V'zeh Devar HaShmita. If you take a look in that Sugi, Gitnaf Lamezayin, in the Mordechai is Os Shin Pei, the Mordechai raises the following question. Why at all is that necessary? After all, the Sof HaShvius cancels debts. The debt is already Paka. The Malva is not allowed to be Toveya. And if indeed that is the case, that why is it at all necessary for the Malva to state Meshamet Anibach? That's the Kasha of the Mordechai. If you look in the Yireim, a stunning Chiddush, Yireim is Reish Ayin Ches, Yireim writes the following, that you know what? That the end of Shemitah does not cancel debts. The Chov is Chai V'Kayim. The debt exists. Oh, I tell the Malva, the debt exists. He's so overjoyed, I can be Gove. Of course you can't be Gova, no? There's an Isser of Negisa, lo yigos. There's a mitzvah of Mishamet Anibach. So you cannot be Gova the Chov, but the Chov indeed exists. The Chov indeed exists. Well, that's the Chiddush, and get the Yireim rights. Let's assume, for example, Shvius passes, and you know what? The Malva comes and sees the assets of the Lova. The Lova rightfully will take the Malva to Bezdin. The Yireim is Mufurish. Which Bezdin? Which Bezdin? Go to a Choshen Mishpat Bezdin. He stole, he seized my assets. You know what the Reim writes, Mefurish? Absolutely not. This is not a Choshen Mishpat Shaila at all. After all, the Chov in principle exists. You know what Bezdin you have to go to? The Bezdin of Ksuvas Pevav, a Bezdin of Kfiyah al HaMitzvos. This Bezdin, their specialty is force a person to do mitzvos. Force a person to put on tefillin. Force Talmidim to come to davening on time. Now this is a Bezdin of Ksuvas Pevav. So you know what? Okay, good. So that's the Bezdin you have to go to force the Malvet to fulfill the mitzvah of Vizeh Dvar HaShmita. That's something which is stunning, no? Because the Reim writes that in principle, the Chov exists, but in practice, in Hilchos Isser Vehet, not Choshen Mishpat, you cannot indeed be Gove. This isn't so surprising to us. We learn Kedushin of Vavim Adbeis, Ribis Ksutza Daraisa, no? The Dion in Ritva. In Choshen Mishpat, the Chov exists, but you know what? There is an Isser. There's an Isser to be Gove that Chov. It's not that in Dina Mamanos, the Chov is absolutely, absolutely Paka. That's a fascinating machlokas Rishonim. What exactly does the Isser Ribis Ksutza Daraisa do to the Chov? The chov exists, but one cannot be gova. Or no, the Torah does not recognize such a hischayvus, such a shibud. That's the chiddush of Yireim. So the Yireim writes, that's exactly pshat in Gemara, gitnef lamezayim. That's why the malva has to state mishamet anibach, because the malva cancels the debt. There's an iser nagisa and a chiyuv on the malva to be mishamet the chov, and therefore that's exactly v'zed var shmita. And the Mordechai disagrees. The Mordechai is kasha. No, the Mordechai says if the chov is canceled and the chov does not exist, why in the world do you have to say mishamet anibach? What at all are you adding when you state those words mishamet anibach? That is a fact. That's history. That sof hashvius is mishametes. Wow. So you know what the Mordechai answers such a stunning chiddush? Nedarim daf yud gimel. Nedarim daf yud gimel. Who? What? Where? Nedarim daf yud gimel is the sugya of kedusha sabachar. Kedusha sabachar. A bechor behem is born. The animal has a kedusha mirechem. A kedusha mirechem. Okay. Unlike other korbanos that require an absolute hakdash in order to infuse kedusha, what do you mean? The kedusha is mirechem. But nonetheless, the din d'oraisa, mitzvah la'kedusha. But I should say, harei zeh bechor. Ooh, the sugya in the Gemara. No, we'll have to learn the sugyas of shuas and nedarim. Hatfasa, can you be matfis off of a bechor? On the one hand, the kedusha is a reality. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah la'kedusha. So can I say zeh kizeh, that this kikar should be like this? On the one hand, I was makdish it, but on the other hand, the kedusha already existed. Oh, that's that diyun, the darm daf yud gimel. But that's a fascinating model. Kedusha sabachar is a fascinating model of a pre-existing kedusha, but a mitzvah lahakdisha. And the Mordechai, gittin daf shin pei, uses that as a hagdara, as a model for shmitas ksafim. The chov is paka, but nonetheless, there's a mitzvah to state mishamet anibach. I would suggest that lachori is the model of the Ramban. Of course, the kedusha of Shabbos is mekad shevakayma. Mekad shevakayma. Does that really mean that, you know what, that's it, we're done? Knesset Yisrael has no contribution to the kedusha of Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Absolutely not. Zocher es yom haShabbos lekadsho ke'en kiddush bezdin v'kidashtem. Literally, you are mikadesh the yom. And then when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Kiddush, perchav tesef of the Shabbos, the Rambam writes, Zochrei zechira shevach. You're mishabeach the yom. You praise, you extol the nature of Shabbos. That, I would say, is a very heavy difference, no? What is the essence, the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos? To be mishabeach the yom, the Rambam, or to be mikadesh the yom? A theme for a different shir. I would list nafkamina after nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban as what is the hagdar of the mitzvah of Kiddush. But for our purpose, that Kiddush of the Mordechai, the Sugi Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel, the Ramban when it comes to Shabbos, that is a stunning model. Kedusha, yes, but a mitzvah la'kedusha. And here I would segue into the element of Kedusha Saaretz. Does Eretz Yisrael have a Tosefes Kedusha? Absolutely yes. But what are the elements of that Kedusha? To what extent do we assume that Kedusha is fixed, that Kedusha is set, independent of the Nihug, the response of Knesset Yisrael? Or to what extent would one argue, no, maybe it's similar to the Kedusha of Yantiv, of literally Mekadesh Yisrael, Vahazmanim? What is our role in terms of being the Mekadshe Aretz? And once you have this model, maybe that's true when it comes to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Undeniably, there is an inherent Kedusha. Eini Hashem Elokechava, that's clear. But nonetheless, the role of Knesset Yisrael is vital in terms of Kedusha Eretz. It's not just simply a reality. And you know what? And we can take advantage of that prior reality. But no, we are considered to be among the Mekadshe Haaretz. Bris ben Abesarim, Avraham Avinu was told, Lezarach anasati, es haaretz azos. We discussed earlier, no? Kedushin daf, dalet amad alef. What exactly is the meaning of that term of Lezarach, zera? Ooh, Tosus Yivamos, daf chaf beiz amad beiz. Tosus writes the following, there's a stunning difference between Kedushin daf dalet, which discusses achilas truma, as opposed to Yevamos Chafeis that discusses the mitzvah of Yibum. You know, you have a woman who is a Bas Kohen, who's entitled to eat Truma, but she marries Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma. What happens if, let's assume now, let's say the husband dies. No, she can return to the Beis Av and eat Truma as long as Vizera Eima, as long as Zera Eima. Okay? What about when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum? A man dies and there are no children, Uben Eima. Wow, so Tosus raises the following issue. What's the difference between Yibum, Uben Eima, as opposed to Achilas Chum, where the Pasuk says, Vizera Eima? What is the difference between Ben and Zera? So Tosus writes, based on our Sugya, Kedushin Daf Dalet, that there are two Nafkaminas Daraisa, between Ben as opposed to Zera. Number one, Tosus writes the following. Zera is considered to be something which is enduring. A seed is something that perpetuates itself. And therefore, Zera means one generation after another. Whenever the Torah uses the term Zera, there's no need to have a ribuy of B'nai Banim. That's the definition of Zera. As opposed to Ben, Tosel says Ben means a single generation. So if the Torah tells me Ben, okay, I know one generation. If the Torah says Zera, I know multiple generations. Good? So therefore, it's obvious if this woman has Zera, a grandson, a granddaughter, she cannot go ahead and eat Truma because the Pasuk says Vizera Eila. It is not so obvious when it comes to Yibum. What happens if a man dies, he has no children, but there were grandchildren? Is that so obvious? Because the Pasuk says Ben Eila. The starting point, Tosus says, is Ben means one generation, and Zera is something which is enduring. And then Tosus writes another Nafkamina Daraisa, that Ben means a child, whether it's kosher or whether it's pasul. Kosher or pasul. Zera, the starting point, the Hagdara, is Zera Kasha, and not Zera Pasal. Zera means something that perpetuates, something which is enduring. Let's assume, for example, there's a child, but the child is a mamzer. It's not obvious that they're included in Zera. Zera. Zera means Zera Kasha, not Zera Pasal. So Tosfos writes that's a secret to these two sugyas. The starting point, regarding which do you need a ribui? Aninala, when do you need a ribui? Well, the starting point is Ben means a single generation, but even Basel. And the starting point is Zera means multiple generations as long as it's considered to be Zera Kasha. Wow, that's such a chiddush in Tosfos that now, you know, you look back at the psukim. Ukivi Yitzchak, Yikar Lecha Zara. Yitzchak is called the Zera of Ram. Now, Yishmael most often, Yishmael Bino. Yishmael is the Ben Avram. No, that's true. Even though, yes, that there's a Yitzchak, there's a Yishmael, but there's a world of difference. Yitzchak is called the Zer Avram. Kivi Yitzchak Yikral Chazara. However, when it comes to Yishmael, Yishmael is considered to be the Ben. And this is Mefurish Nesugya, Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. When it comes to the mitzvah Bris Mila, the Bris Mila is the sugyas that we're doing now, Kudush Nechavtes, it is Lezaracha Acharecha. Lezaracha Acharecha. Zer Avram is Chayivin Bris Mila. So the Gemara says, you know what that means? It means that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and all the descendants of Yaakovinu. That's the Zarach HaCharecha. We are the Zer Avram. B'nei Yishmael? No. B'nei Esav? No. They don't have the status of the Zarach HaCharecha. Well, how do you know that it's Yitzchak? Pasuk. Gemara says, no. Kivi Yitzchak, Yikar Lecha, Zara. Yitzchak is the Zer Avram. How do you know Yaakov and Esav? Not so obvious, no? That there's a pasuk. Oh, that's the drash of the Gemara, Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. Ki bi Yitzchak velo kol Yitzchak. Bi Yitzchak velo kol Yitzchak. There's a limitation when it comes to Yitzchak as well. Yitzchak also is going to have two descendants, but one is the Zer, another is not. Ki bi Yitzchak, Yikar lecha Zara, bi Yitzchak velo kol Yitzchak. Biskarav, Reb Chaim point out, take a look at the Rambam Perek, Yudif Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam writes this Mufurish, no? Regarding the mitzvah of Bris Mila, that realize it is the Zera of Avram, B'nai Keturah, separate issue of the Rambam Shita, but the Zera of Avram, the Rambam writes Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. How do I know it's Yitzchak? The Rambam writes, Kiv Yitzchak, V'kar L'chazara. How do I know that it's Yaakov, not Eitzah? The answer is the Gemara, Kiv Yitzchak, V'kar L'chazara. The Rambam does not write that. No? You know what the Rambam writes? Who received the bracha? Who received the Birchas Avram? Who received the Birchas Avram? No? Yaakovinu. Oh, because Yaakovinu is the Zera, is the Zera Avram. That's stunning, no? The Gemara has old Drasha, Yitzchak, Lako Yitzchak, and the Rambam writes that we see from the bracha, indeed that that's true. Maybe the obvious answer, Skrav, Reb Chaim, Yitzchak, Lako Yitzchak, is not sufficient, no? All that Drasha tells you is one's in, one's out, no? One yes, one no. It doesn't exactly finger whom, no? One yes, one not. How do you know that the one in is Yaakovinu, and Esav is out? Ooh, that the Rambam writes is the Birchas Avram. The Birchas Avram was the indicator that is the pshat of B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. And therefore that indeed is emphasized by the Rambam Shittas. That's something which is stunning. The difference between Ben versus Zera, the difference between Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as opposed to Yishmael and Esav, we are considered to be the Zera Avram. So when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, L'zarach ha'nasati as'aretz hazos, realize that phrase, L'zaracha, right, is incredibly profound. It means only the Zera Avram. There's an amazing hidden Rambam, no? This Rambam is in Pirush Mishnayis, Nedarim, and Daf Lamed Aleph. There the Mishnah tells us the following, perfectly consistent with everything that I mentioned, no? A person goes in and makes a neder, She'eini nene l'zera Avram. That's his neder. Eini nene l'zera Avram. Okay? The Mishnah's mafurish. That means the neder limits hana from a Ben Yisrael, but not to any guy. Oh, because we are the Zera Avram. Eini nene Zera Avram. It doesn't apply to Yishmael. It doesn't apply to Esav. It doesn't apply to their descendants. That neder is binding for Jews. After all, Eini nene Zera Avram. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Take a look. It's stunning. It's stunning. It'll grip you when you see that Rambam. How do you know? How do you know that that's true? How do you know that Zera Avram is a reference to Yaakovinu and all Yaakov's descendants? How do you know that's true? So, you know, the Rambam probably could have quoted all my Marmakamos. No, the Rambam could have quoted, though. The Rambam writes the following. Bris Ben Abbasar. The Rambam writes, Ki ger yezaracha beretz lo lahem. That was the Bris Ben Abbasar of Avram Avinu. Your Zera is going to wander from place to place to place to place. And the Rambam writes, like so incredibly profound, who experienced that? Who experienced that? The Rambam writes, you go through Chumash and you see Bnei Yishmael settled with ease. Bnei Esav settled with ease. And Bnei Yisrael wandered from place to place to place to place to place. No? It's so medik and Agarash al Pesach. The Torah describes the Zera Avram. Yaakov Esav. Esav, oh, they were Yoresh Harseir. And Yaakov, you know, Yoredu Mitzrayma. Yeah, that's exactly that Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. No? That they settled with ease. We wandered from place to place. That's a Rayim Uchachas. If you were ever troubled by, very simply, why does the Torah spend so much time, the very end of Parshas Chayisara, the very end of Parshas Vayishla, telling us every encampment, every community, every settlement of Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael, like why is that relevant? No? Good, you're Mavr Seder, but if I would ask you to tell me a list of all the communities of Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael, that would probably be a very short list because it's kind of not in the front of our minds. Why is that so important? No? You know what the answer is? Every settlement is a Rayu Muchachas that they are not the Zera Avram. Every settlement. The Bris Ben Asayim. Ki Ger Yizachar Bestolayim. So the Torah tells us, Raya after Raya after Raya after Raya, that they are not the Zera Avram. And Lezarach, Anasati, Yisaret Azos. So that's penetrating, no? Lezarach, Lezarach, Eretz Yisrael is ours. Lezarach, Anasati, Yisaret Azos. And if you look in the Yerushalmi and Chalon Perek Beis, Yerushalmi now is Doresh the very next term. Lezarach, Nasati. Yerushalmi, Chalon Perek Beis. No? Lezaracha etain ink sivkan. The pasuk does not say that I will. Lezaracha etain, but lezaracha nasati. You know what lezaracha nasati means? Kvar nasati. Kvar nasati. Eretz Yisrael is already yours. In other words, that Eretz Yisrael was already gifted to Knesset Yisrael, the Zer Avram, even before Yerusha v'Yeshiva. L'zarach ha'nasati as'aretz azaz. L'zarach ha'nasati, kfar nasati. That song is so profound. It means irrespective of Yerusha, the Yeshiva, Kibush, l'zarach ha'nasati. When you look in the Sukkah of Avastra Kufyotes, there the Gemara points out the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu was unsure regarding the Nachla of Bnos Lavcha. What exactly was the suffix? The suffix was yes or no. Whether they would get, whether they wouldn't get. Why wouldn't they get? What exactly was the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara writes, no, the suffix was as follows, that you know what? Slavchad, Mufurishim Gemara, Guf Yates, was a Bechor. And Slavchad was entitled to Pishnayim of Nechsei Hefer. Yeah, but what property is a Bechor entitled to Pishnayim? You know what the answer is? Only Muchzak, not Royal. If money is owed to a father and a father is Nifter, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. Oh, maybe we'll have to see. Kedushin Yud Gimel, no? What's Kedushin Yud Gimel? That's the Sugya. Shibud Daraisa, no? Mirtz Hashem, when we learn Kedushin, Shibud Daraisa, no? Yud Gimel. So, maybe one could argue a Chiddush that if Shibud is Daraisa, that already is considered to be a Kinyan. Wow, a Kinyan. No, a Ritva. Kedushin Yud Gimel. Shibud Daraisa as being a Kinyan Lachatzayin. But typically speaking, you know what? That a Bechor only gets Pishnayim, something which is Muchzak. Not something which is Rov. Oh, so that, the Gemara says, was the Suffolk of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what? Clearly, Tzlavchad was a Bechor who was entitled to Pishnayim. But a Bechor only gets Kol Asher Yimatzelo. Yimatzelo is Muchzak and not Royim. The share that he would have gotten in Eretz Yisrael, is that called Royim or is that called Muchzak? Wow, that was a suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, so probably we all would have said, Muchzak. You know, what do you mean? It's Muchzak. We didn't even enter Eretz Yisrael yet. Why would you call that Muchzak? Guess what? That was the Psak. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that B'nai Slavchad received the Pishnayim that Slavchad would receive. You know why? Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. Yeah, Muchzak. L'zarach ha'nasati, kfar nasati, adin daraisa pishnayim. In Achla that, as of yet, did not really come to fruition, no, but l'zarach ha'nasati, kfar nasati. Wow, that's very heavy. That's the Sigur Vasudav. Kuf Yotes, Avodazar, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara has something which is stunning. The Torah tells us, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see Asherah, Vashere, and Tisrufun Be'esh. No? Why do you have to destroy? Such a kash in the Gemara. What do you want to have to destroy? The Goyim went ahead and... Yeah, but... You know, imagine you invite someone to your house. You know? And all of a sudden, a heavy sug, you know? The person starts bowing down to all your furniture. You know? So you tell your wife, I have bad news. No, we have to get rid of everything. No? Because this guy decided to... You know what? Your wife would probably answer that ain't that a Moshe Dover Shinu Shalom? No? Ain't okay now me? He's entitled to go ahead and to use this and this and this just with his mindset, with his machshava. You know, certain hadaras require das, no? And das is not enough. Das bailin. Atosus, you've almost taken him the days, no? Very critical for, Meseches Beitza, no? When do you need das bailin? You know what? This is min hamuchan. This is mukta. This is a basis ladavar asar. This is not. Who makes that determination? All that requires das, no? A fascinating tosis, Yivam Sefei Gimel Beis, which yisurim require das, which don't require das. You know what? Imagine, for example, the guy takes my meat and cooks it with milk, and I'm going to say, you know what? That in a mosa davar shenu shalom. Tosis, no, really? In a dosa davar shalom. You're going to say, no. The reality of basar b'chalav, right, that itself is usr. It doesn't require das. You know, the shelf shakes because the train passes by and the milk falls into the meat. That's basar b'chalav. You don't need das by them, no? Oh, so that's what Tosis discusses. When yes, when no. Fasting, Baba Basra, Dav Beis, the lengthy Ramban. Klai Yisraim. You know, I would say Klai Yisraim is like Basa B'chal. No, that's not true. That's not true. No. Omer lo gedar. Omer lo gedar. No. Das Bainim is necessary at times to generate Yisrael. Klai Yisraim. That sounds surprising, no? I would have said that Klai Yisraim is like Basa B'chal. Like Shatnez. No, that isn't it the reality of Av? Not always. Not always. Sometimes it's not so simple. Haktsa, hachana requires a sense of das, das vaylim. Somebody comes and inappropriately puts their object on my table. Who says the table becomes a basis l'davar asa? No, that's my table. And therefore, you know what? So that's unbelievable. That's the kasha of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dafnun Gimel. Eretz Yisrael is ours. Eretz Yisrael is ours. So what? The Goyim in Eretz Yisrael decided to use it for Ein Adam Osa Dorish Inishlam. That's such a powerful kasha, no? Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi, Muchzekesi. It's ours, it's ours. You know, they're going and doing so is like they're being Makdish, my animal, that they're having Machsheves Avodah Zarah for that which is not theirs. What happened to the principle, the Gemara says, of Ein Adam Osa Dorish Inishlam? So powerful, no? They've been living in Eretz Yisrael for. No, it's ours. Lazarcha nasati, kvar nasati. Therefore, ein adam osa davar sheino shalom. It's pretty powerful, no? The Gemara's teretz. Let's assume, for example, the following. You know what? I have a guest. Use this room. Make yourself at home. Use anything for any purpose you desire. You know what? And the guest goes ahead and takes his mamish, his dvar muktza, and places it on a table. You know what? Guess what? That table becomes a basis, the davar asa. The table was not his. Yeah, but I empowered him. I said, you know what? Use it for whatever you'd like. Designate it for this and for that. That's sufficient. That's the teretz of the Gemara. When we were over as a Rachman al-Islam, the Cheta Egel, we gave license to the Umosa Olam to use that which is ours for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Elohech Yisrael. And therefore, we empowered the Goyim, and that's why we don't apply the principle of in and osa davar sheino shalom. That's a pretty heavy sugya, you know, of a zar daf and gimel. But yeah, that's Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. So I would tell you, in that sense, when we speak about the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, our relationship to Eretz Yisrael, a sense of absolute kedushas haaretz, I will tell you that undeniably there is a Yerusha, a yeshiva, a kedusha, a uniqueness to Eretz Yisrael, irrespective of the fact that, you know, we enter, we conquer, we divide, we're mekadesh ta'aretz, eni Hashem lakecha ba. And, you know, no doubt a fascinating deal. This is a Ramban, no? Gittin da'beis and the Hashmatos, no? That if I ask you, what is the definition of Eretz Yisrael? What are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? When it comes to this and when it comes to that, you know what the Ramban writes? Mefurish, mefurish. The answer is not that, you know what, this or that. You know what the answer the Ramban writes? It depends. It depends. If you're speaking about certain details, like Chumas and Maestros, oh, that depends on Yerusha V'Yeshiva. If you're speaking about other aspects of Eretz Yisrael, that does not depend on Yerusha V'Yeshiva. No? Sometimes you can have a Kedushas Haaretz, which is dependent on Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Sometimes you can have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, which is not dependent at all on Yerusha V'Yeshiva. You know, the Tosos Gittin da Beis Amad Aleph, Tosos is Bavar. Stiris HaSugyas, Tosos says, Akot. Is that Eretz Yisrael's Akot's Laretz? Stiris HaSugyas. You know what Tosos suggests? You know what? The boundary of Eretz Yisrael went right through Akot. So there's no Stira. You know what? The Gemaras that say, it's Eretz Yisrael is the inner, and the Gemara that says Chutz Laretz is the outer. That's what Tosas says. You know what the Ramban writes? That Kasha Tosas. You can't compare these dinim at all. You can't compare it. For certain things, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael. For other things, Akko is like Chutz Laretz. Because there's certain things that are dependent on Kibush and Yerusha, the Yeshiva of Knesset Yisrael, and there's certain things that are not. When the Pasuk says Eini Hashem Kecha, what does that depend on? What does that depend on? You know, when you look in the Rambam's definition, for example, of certain dinim, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, smicha and the like, the Rambam quotes the broader boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. the broader boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, not Kibush Ezra. In Amin Christ, that was only true then, it's not true now. I would argue, absolutely not, absolutely not. You know what the great Kiddush of the Rambam is? Those dinim do not depend on Yerusha V'Yeshiva, Kibush Ezra. That's dependent on the holistic Shem Eretz Yisrael, Eini Hashem Elokechaba, Eretz Yisrael Mavzekesi, and you know what? For certain dinim of Eretz Yisrael, the boundaries are expanded, regardless of what Ezra did, regardless of what happened in the time of Bayashim. You have different hagdaras to Kedushas Aretz. Because on one level, Kedushas Aretz is a function of Lezarach Anasati Aretz Azos. But undeniably, Bnei Eretz Yisrael are responsible for Kedushas Aretz. It's not just simply Eretz Yisrael has a Kedusha. So therefore, enter in order to fulfill the mitzvah satzli yisbaretz. No? Yerusha v'yish the Tosef. That so many mitzvahs aretz did not begin when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. It took years for Chalukas aretz, for Yerusha v'yeshiva. The presence of Knesset Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael Mekadesh. The Rambam writes, the reason we don't have Trumas and Maestros, Shmita b'zman hazeh daraisa, is not because there isn't a Kedushas aretz. It's because the second half is Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. A mitzvah lahakdisha. And that depends on Knesset Yisrael. The niyug of Knesset Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is part of the mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, true, Zarach HaNasati. But you know what? Yovel, Kol Yoshveh Aleha, and perhaps Shemitah, and Trumas, and Maestros, and the like. And therefore, the niyug of Knesset Yisrael is not just simply an opportunity to be mekayim, but rather to be Mekadesh. To be Mekadesh. And therefore I would suggest that Eretz Yisrael is part of that list of a twofold Kedusha. An inherent Kedusha Zahar, it's absolutely true. But Knesset Yisrael indeed are Mekadesh. That's part of the Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. And therefore, Yerusha v'Yeshivu is necessary. Kol Yoshveh Aleha is necessary. Perhaps that's exactly the answer, to Tosfos' Kasha, Kedushin Daf, Mem Tesimadeis. That's sugi you did. Now, Tosfos is bothered by the following. That's the sugi of Dorm Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. So Tosfos is bothered by the following. You know, it seems that sometimes we say Dvarim Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. And you know what that means? As long as I verbally express, that's considered to be sufficient. Okay? Sometimes Tosu says, Dvarim Shebelev Havi Dvarim. Okay? And sometimes Tosu says, Dibur Peh is not enough. It's necessary, but it's not sufficient. Well, what more do you need than Dibur Peh? Well, you know what the answer is? What more do you need? Mishpatei Hatznayim. Tanai Kofel, B'nai Godam Eruvain. It's not enough to say it. You have to express it in the most formal way. Tanai Kofel. If, then, if not, then not. And if you don't go ahead and express it in that fashion, if you require Mishpatei Hatznayim and you don't, guess what? The Maaseh is Kayim and the Tanai is Batel, no? That's something you should have learned Be'iyun Rav, Kedushin Dav Vav Mebeis, no? What in the world? No? Why is that enough? Amanashitach Sereuli. What happened to Tanai Kofel? It's not enough to say that this Lulav and Esrog is yours as long as you return it to me. You have to say, and if not, then not. And if you don't say if not, then not, guess what? The Mice is Kayim, the Tanai is Vata. So why in the world does the Gemara say, no, in Sukkah, Kedushin Dav Vav, that it flowed zero lo yatsa. What do you mean? It's mine, and I don't have to give it back to you. Apparently, you see from the Gemara, Tosfos know that you don't need a Tanai Kofel. So that's very heavy. Three hagdaras. When extreme do you need a Tanai Kofel? And when do we say you don't need a Tanai Kofel, but you need a Dibur Peh? And when do you assume that Dvarim Shebelev Havi Dvarim? No, that's the bottom Tosfos Kedushin Dav Mem Tesim Adeis. Oh, so Tosfos begins with the suggestion of the Gaon. That, you know what? Maybe a Tanai Kofel is only necessary when it comes to Gittin, Kedushin, Isser Veheter, Davar Sheva Erva, that requires Mishpatei Hatzman. But not when it comes to cases of Dinei Mamonos. Not when it comes to cases of Dinei Mamonos. So if you're talking about, a Pidyon HaBen Al Tanai, Kedushin Davav, you're talking about cases of Lulav and Esrog, where Dinei Mamonos, who is the owner of these Dalet Minim? You don't need Mishpatei Hatzman. When do you need Mishpatei HaTnayim? A Get Shechiv Mirah requires Mishpatei HaTnayim. Imati, Lomati. No? Oh, okay, that requires Gittin Kedushin. Oh, so that would solve many, many sugyas. Say Nachinam, you get Shechiv Mirah, Mishpatei HaTnayim. Right? But when it comes to a regular Matal Manas Lahatzir, who says you need Mishpatei HaTnayim? Kedushin Davav. So, Tosos writes, how in the world can that be, that distinction? Isser Veter, yes, and Dinei Mamonos, not. The whole source of Tnai Kafel is Yerushas Aretz, B'nai Gad, and B'nai Ruvain. Nachla, a division of assets, a division of karka. How in the world can you derive from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain that you only need Mishpatei HaTnayim and Gittin Kedushin, and not when it comes to Yerusha and Chalukah and Dinei Mamonos? How in the world can that be? If you look at the Rashbam, Baba Basra, Kuflam Azayin, you know what the Rashbam writes about this? That Gaonim, the Tosus quotes, is really not a Shita. It's not a Shita. It's L'Rav Chedemilsa. Meaning, if you require a Tanai Kafel, you always require a Tanai Kafel. And if you don't require a Tanai Kafel, you never require a Tanai Kafel. Okay, so you know what? A person is buying something. Okay, so let's follow the Shuras Adin. They don't need a Tanai Kafel. Yeah, but you're talking about Gittin and Kedushin. No, the stakes couldn't be higher. No? Esh Asish, Mamzerus, marriage, no marriage. Why in the world would you do a Maisa Kedushin to give a get, which is a Machlokas, Rabbi and the Chachamim? No? L'Rav Chedemilsa, when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, we're chayish for the shita of Rav Meir that requires the Tanai Kafel. It's not that Rav Meir says sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's not that Chacham says sometimes yes, sometimes no. But you know what? L'maisa, you're giving a get. You know what? Let's make sure the get is given l'chol hadeos. So if it's a get al Tanai, mishpatei hatnai. And we don't have to be chayish for the shita of Rav Meir when it comes to all cases. Wow. That's the yishuv of the Rashbam, Bava Basra Kuflam Ezayin to the Kasha Tosus and the Kedushin of Memtes. That how can you argue that Mishpat Haim is only necessary or not necessary? You look at the Rambam, the Ravid, Paragimav HaChizchia. No, they, it's clear. It's like clear from Tosus. That they treated the Shita of the Gonim as a Shita. A Shita, not just a Pshara, the Rav Chedemilsa, as an absolute Shita. Yeah, but what do you do? What do you do with Tosus' Kasha? How indeed can you derive Tanai Kafel from Ben Gan Ruvain and insist that it only applies to Isser Veheter, it doesn't apply to Dinei Mamonos? You know what Pashup Shat, the Shita of the Gonim is? Reb Chaim touches on this in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Zechiya. Yerusha v'yeshiva is just Dinei Mamonos. Yerusha v'yeshiva is just Dinei Mamonos. You know, you're dividing an estate in America. You know what I will tell you? That's Dinei Mamonos. Yerusha v'yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, the Chaluka l'Shvatim, is Dinei Mamonos. Of course, there's an aspect of Dinei Mamonos. That certainly is true. But Yerusha v'yeshiva is necessary for Mitzvah Satzliyas Baretz. It's part of the Mitzvah L'Hakdisha. It's part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. So, in Ochinami, it's true that as being part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael, Mishpatei HaTnayim. But what Chazal derived from that was Isser Veheter. Kedusha, that requires Mishpatei HaTnayim, but not straight cases of Dinei Mamonos. There's a fascinating Shita Mekubetzes, Vavasra Kufchav Aleph, in the name of the Ravid, that writes something which is magnificent. You know, you look in Chumash, there seems to be like two different systems of Chalukas Aretz. One is Al Yedei Urim V'Tumim, and one is Al Yedei Goro. What was the role of the Urim V'Tumim? What was the role of Goro? You take a look at that, Ravid. It's stunning. That there are two dimensions to Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Part of the Chalukah L'Shvatim, which was part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. And undeniably, another element where, yeah, which parcel of land is yours and which indeed is not? There are two elements to Kuluch HaZaretz. Part of Kedusha Saretz and part of the element of the Mamon Sheba. Oh, so the Sheet of the Gaonim, that Tznai Kofel is a function of the Kedusha Sheba, not the Mamon Sheba. Oh, and the Raavad, that was the Urim V'Tumim. That was the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was the method that was used in terms of the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael that represented its Kedusha. And Goral is a typical method of Chalukah Liyachidim when it comes to the Schus Mamon Sheba. Wow, that's a Chiddush Shita Kovetzes, the Raavad, Babasar Kuf Kaf Aleph. Those two elements that are critically, critically important. I would say all that points to that fusion, that convergence of two different elements, elements of Kedusha Saretz, an element, no doubt, of Eni Hashem Lekecha Ba, an element of the Zaracha Nasati, the fact that Eretz Yisrael is considered to be ours, the fact that if Eni Hashem Lekecha Ba, that means Eretz Yisrael has an inherent Kedusha, irrespective of Yerusha v'Yeshiva, to use that parallel to the Sugya and Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin, Mekadsha v'Kaima, that's fixed, that's it. But nonetheless, right, the second element, when it comes to the Mitzvah Satvilius Baritz, is squarely dependent upon us. You know, as the Rambam writes, the reason we don't have these Mitzvahs Daris V'Zman Hazeh is not because Eretz Yisrael lacks the Kedusha. It's because of the failure of Knesset Yisrael to respond most appropriately. The Gemara writes in Yuman Daf Tes that the same thing was true in the time of Ezra. That Vabina Ba'am, that you know what, this was an opportunity to be able to return to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara in Kedushin describes that, you know what, that those who accompanied Ezra were those who were less successful in Bavel. But so many remained. And therefore, in Delesi, you know what, the Beis HaMikdash that was built paled in Bayashini compared to Bayis Rishon, because the response of Knesset Yisrael to the call of Ezra was not as robust as it should have been, the Furish in Gemara, in Yuman Daf Tes. And that means, in terms of a machayiv, in terms of a consciousness, that we have to recognize now the primacy of Eretz Yisrael, of the Zarach HaNasati HaSaretz HaZos. We're privileged to be the Zer Avram, as part of the Bris Ben Abasarim, that Rambam and Pirushim Mishnai is that we endured hardship after hardship after hardship. As the Raya Muchachas know that indeed we are the Zer Avram. It means that, yes, irrespective of that which we do, that connection is an inherent and indelible one. Yeah, but it's not an excuse for us simply to ride things out without recognizing and maximizing that potential that we have in order to see to it that the Kedusha Saretz is robust, is maximized. The Rambam writes that that's something indeed which is biyadeinu. It's an important mindset simply to be aware of. That essence, that connection that we have, part of that which inherently links the Bris Vabasaram Teretz Yisrael and that which we celebrate as being the Zer Avram. And especially in difficult times and times of an Esara, this has to be no doubt in the forefront, at the forefront of our mind. And we have to mispel out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Knesset Yisrael, and especially Achina B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, should be zoche to an incredible, incredible sense of Hashgachas Hashem, and that we individually and collectively should be able to continue to experience Nisim in Bezras Hashem, Yeshua's Venachamas. Mm-hmm.